Yerushalmi Shvi'eth, corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Mem Hei. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Tef Med Beis, the top of the page of the Mishnah. Puzbul Eina Meshamet Ze Echa Min Adrom Shehifkin Hila Zokain Kesheva Shenimnu Ha'am Mila Halvoif Ze Ze Vaim Mal Mashikos Batayra Shenemar Yisham Lacha Penye Dava Yem Levarecha Bliyal Leimor Begaimer Hifkin Hila Ha'zokain Puzbul. A debt upon which a puzzle was written is not cancelled, and this is one of the laws that Hillel enacted when he saw that people were refraining from lending money before Shvi'is and transgressing their posuk in Dvarim Perek Tezvav Posuk Tes. Beware lest there be in your heart an unfaithful thought, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is approached, and you will be miserly with your needy brother and not give him. So Hillel enacted the concept of puzzle. Zeo gufash ha-puzbo, moisani lachem, ish ploini uploini, v'dayim ha-dayanim shemokim ploini, shekol choyv sheyeshli, sheagvina kol zman she'irtze, v'dayanim choyvim alamaton, oya edim. What's the main body of its text? I declare to you, ploini and ploini, the judges of the place ploini, that any debt that I am owed, I will collect it whenever I wish. And the judges, who may also act as witnesses, or the witnesses, sign below. And the Gemara says, mikan samchul ha-puzbo shu min ha-Torah, ha-puzbo dva Torahu. The Gemara says, the Gemara now continues to quote from the Brisa that was brought at the end of the before the Mishnah, that it was this law of one who gives over his documents to Beis Din that was the Torah basis for the enactment of Puzbul. But does a Puzbul help Min HaTorah? Because Yehizkin Hillel, Samchu L'Dvar Torah, the answer is that when Hillel enacted it, it was supported by the Torah law of giving over one's documents to Beis Din. As Puzbul actually extends this one step further, as it's considered if he had given them over to Beis Din. According to the opinion that one is obliged to give Mises according to Torah law even during the period of the Second Temple, that means that the mitzvahs of Shemitah are also Torah law, including the cancellation of loans. So how could Hillel make an enactment against the Torah? Amav Yosi, v'chim yishar shigoli yisar labava loy niftu min ha-mitzvahs ha-tulis ba-oretz, says, doesn't everyone agree that from when they were exiled to Bavel at the time of the destruction of the first temple, they only became exempt from the land-related mitzvahs, and since the cancellation of loans is not land-related as it applies even in Chutz La'aretz, they still have a Torah obligation. Chazav Yosi va'amal v'zeh dvar shmita shmoit p'shash shmita neheges dvar Torah hashmet k'safim neheges ben ba'aretz ben b'chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Yossi says that rather, the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Tes Vav Pasuk Beis, and this is the matter of Shmita, cancel. When the Shmita is observed in HaTorah, the cancellation of loans is observed both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. When it's observed Midrabanan, the cancellation of loans is observed in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz Midrabanan. Taman Amrin, Afila Kamanda Amma Masus Dvar Torah, Moedi B'Shmita Shi Midivayim, the Tani, and a second explanation is that in Bava they say that even according to the opinion that one is obliged to give Maisa according to Torah law, he agrees that observing Shmita is rabbinic, as the Baisa taught, V'zeh dva Shmita Shmait. Rebbe Omer Shnei Shmitin Halalu Shmita V'yovel B'shasha Yovel Neyeg Shmita Neyeg Dva Torah Pasku Yovel Shmita Neyeg Es Medivreim. And this is the matter of Shmita, cancel, Shmait. Rebbe says that these two Shemitin refer to Shmita and Yovel. When Yovel is observed, Shmita is observed in HaTorah. When Yovel stops, Shmita is observed midrabanan. Emesai Pascha Yovelus, Yoshver, Bezman Shoshver, Aleha, Lo Bezman Shigolu Mitoicha, Hayo Aleha, Aval Hayimurovim, Shevet Yehuda, Bebenyamin, Shevet Benyamin, Yehuda, Yochli Yovelus Nayagin, Tamalayma Yoshver, Lechol Yoshver, Nimsesayme, Kain Shigolu, Shevet Ruven, Begad, Vechesi Shevet Hamanashe, Batlu Hayovelus. When did Yovel stop being observed? The Pasuk says about Yovel in Vayikra Perek Chafei Pasuk Yud, and proclaim freedom for slaves throughout the land for all its inhabitants, when its inhabitants are living there but not when they are exiled from it. And if they were living there but not in their correct tribal lands, with the tribe of Yehuda living in Binyamin's land and vice versa, I might have thought that Yovel is observed, but the Pasuk says for all of its inhabitants, rather than just saying for its inhabitants. So once the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half of Manasseh were exiled, Yovel observance stopped. Rechizkiah, quoting Rabbi Yirmiyah, said that the Mishnah taught the wording of the main body of the text, and it said that even if the puzzle was given over in the Beis Din in Rome, where neither the lender nor the borrower are located, it's valid. Rabbi Abba, quoting the rabbis of Bavel, said that three judges are judged that judged the case, and then one died, the other two signed and write, even though we signed as two, we judged as three. Rabbi Chagai, Masnisim Amakain, Vadayonim Chosmim, Minamaton, Oyaedim. We have a supporter of Rabbi Chagai from our Mishnah that taught that the judges or the witnesses signed below. Two judges are permitted since it had begun with three. But made them midas adin mi puzbul. Gemara asks, can we learn the law of monetary cases from puzbul? Ach shkachtani hi midas adin lamad mi puzbul. Ein leikarka o lechayavin leikarka koifin li puzbul. The answer is yes, as a baisa taught, if the borrower doesn't have land, but that those that owe him do have land, the lender may write to puzbul. Hey chavida, Reuven chayav leshimon, levi chayav leruven. Reuven ein leikarka o levi yesh leikarka. Koifim leshimon al lechasav shel levi. What should he do? If Reuven owes Shimon and Levi owes Reuven, if Reuven doesn't own a field, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, and Levi does, they may write a puzbul for Shimon because of the property of Levi. And this concept is learnt from the law of Shibuda Durbinasan, which applies in monetary cases, and it's mentioned a number of times in the Talmud Bavli, and this shows that we equate the laws of puzbul with other monetary laws.